Good afternoon and happy Father's Day. Today, a weak upper low over the coastal mid-Atlantic will drift slightly eastward offshore, and a broad long-lay trough will remain over the northern plains and western Great Lakes. We're going to see basically the same air mass as yesterday over our region. As a result, we should see highs fairly similar to yesterday, and from around 80 degrees in the high terrain to around 90 degrees in the valleys. Dew points will remain in the low to mid 60s and may add a degree or two to apparent temperatures outside. Expect less convective coverage than yesterday. A couple of showers and storms will be possible in the afternoon still, though, due to terrain circulations, particularly over the higher terrain. Heading into our night tonight, we'll look fairly similar to last night again, too, with any chance of any convection and showers clearing out early in the overnight hours and seeing some fog develop in the favored areas once again as lows drop down towards the mid-60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, slight to enhanced risks of severe weather are outlooked by the Storm Prediction Center for parts of the Plains and Midwest through Tuesday, with the severe weather risk remaining in and near Oklahoma each day. These thunderstorms will be capable of heavy rainfall, with the broader areas of a slight risk of excessive rainfall and flash flooding depicted in the Plains and Midwest on Sunday before receding towards Oklahoma on Monday and Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas on Tuesday. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Harbison Meadow in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 84, in Boston, sunny with a high near 86, and in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 86. The Albany, New York climate normals for today are the average high is 79 degrees, while the average low is 58. The record high of 97 was set back in 1938, while the record low of 41 was set back in 1970. Today's sunrise was at 5:17 a.m. The sun is set to set at 8:37 p.m. It's a total of 15 hours, 19 minutes of daylight. We have lost 1 second of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at mostly sunny skies and hot conditions with highs reaching into the upper 80s and even hitting 90 degrees in a couple of spots. Small chance for some afternoon showers in those higher elevations, and for the night tonight we turn to partly cloudy skies. As overnight lows drop down towards the mid-60s, we could see some patchy fog developing as we head into the early morning hours. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon as highs reach towards the upper 80s. And for the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid-60s. A couple of spots may see some patchy fog developing as we head towards the morning hours. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at mostly sunny skies with a slight chance for some showers and even some thunderstorms in the afternoon as highs reach near the mid-80s. For the night tonight, that chance for rain ends early as we turn to partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows dropping down towards the mid-60s, we could see some patchy fog developing heading into the early morning hours. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at mostly sunny skies this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 80s. For the night tonight, we see partly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down towards the mid-60s, some patchy fog developing as we get into the early morning hours of Monday. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at mostly sunny skies this afternoon, hot as our eyes reach near 90 degrees. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping down into the mid-60s. Some patchy fog may develop heading into the day tomorrow morning. For region-wide tomorrow, we are going to see a pretty similar setup once again with mostly sunny skies and hot conditions with highs reaching into the upper 80s and low 90s. There is a slight chance for some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy Monday night as overnight lows drop down towards the upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.